B-Pod Studios.
Tell you what's happening on Red Zone.
Okay, so,
oh, God.
So instead of being like, let's go listen live to Titans Radio right now, they're in the Red Zone. They just sit there and talk
no,
about
they talk about Red Zone.
Okay, all right. Just check. Just want to know exactly what this is all about.
And there is a new addition.
All right. Okay.
There's a third voice this week.
All right, here we go.
Brisket.
This.
Yeah. Burgers.
All right, let's do it. I'm sorry.
You Brit.
Beans. Budweiser.
Burgers.
So this
Bourbon.
Was. They're yeah. watching Red Zone, and they must see the Taylor Heineke
Bacon.
Injury during the
Bloat.
Washington and Cowboys game. So
bingo.
Here's what they said.
Kamara
Blitz.
Again,
that's not it.
We are looking at Taylor Heineke limping off the field, Phoebe.
Yeah, it looks like he's not going to return here. Alan's getting ready. It was literally just a big old big man D-line falling on him.
Pause.
She's not British.
She sounds very American, but also then said literally, like, what the hell is happening here?
This is Madonna. This is the fake. She has the fake British accent.
No, she's not fake. She's someone who moved there.
Well, remember Madonna grew up in Detroit, and all of a sudden she sounds like she's British now.
I think she moved over there and picked
it. She's married to Guy Ritchie.
But anyone who moves to a different place will pick up.
Well, maybe she's just picking it up via the Zoom or whatever
we
they're
need,
doing. Let's listen to it again. Wait a minute.
Limping off the field, Phoebe.
Yeah, it looks like he's not going to return here. Alan's getting ready. It was literally just a big old...
I think she's just kind of mush mouth.
Yeah. We need the lady that was... We need the lady who was trying to interview Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry! Hello, Mr. Henry! Are you going to sell the song? Are you going to sell the soccer team?
Are you going to sign any free agents, you cheap bastard?
What do you have to say to your fans? Your fans
literally
want
just
to know.
A big old big man D-line falling on him. I didn't actually see anything, you know, untoward happen. I think it was just literally the angle that he fell on him.
Untoward.
She untoward. Is dressing it up a little bit. I don't know anything about Phoebe, but I don't know if she always talks like
that. Her name's
this.
Phoebe?
Phoebe.
Huh. I spell
also,
Phoebe.
Lars-
P-H-O-B.
O-line Larsons was on the ground too with an injury.
O-line
so.
Larsons? Who's that?
O-line.
His first name is O-line?
I think it's Olin.
Footballer Larsons.
I don't know if it was a combination of the two things, but Heineke is definitely coming off the field now.
Did you see what happened as he leaving the field then?
Why was that funny? Why did that guy start laughing?
I don't know. Did you see what happened?
You see him limping on one leg. It's like the old Monty Python movie. It's a mere flesh
wound. Merely a flesh wound.
It struck him in the leg. I have another
All
one.
All right.
Bring out your dad.
Did you see what happened as he leaving the field then?
When the scissors fell on
the
floor.
And he stopped and picked them up.
Yeah.
Were they already on the floor for more than minutes?
All right, so hold on. So we can't talk over the clip.
I can't.
You have to stop.
You got
to
stop.
You got to stop.
You stop doing that for a second. Okay. All right.
Coming off the field now.
Did you see what happened as he leaving the field then?
When the scissors fell on the floor.
And he stopped and picked them up.
Yeah.
But were they already on the floor from one of the medics coming on earlier on? And he spotted them and picked them up. Yeah, that was surreal. I think they fell at that time.
I don't know.
I love the fact they're flirting.
You listen to this for an hour, T-Bone?
Yeah.
What do you listen to this on?
The laptop.
A ham radio.
So there's a stream of this that you were able to access.
Yes.
All right, they also reacted to a late interception by Dak Prescott that gave Washington a chance to come back. So now there's some excitement. This isn't just an injury trying to discern what happened. This is something approaching play-by-play, I would think.
Okay, the Cowboys trying to close things down, Phoebe, against Washington. Presumably they are running the clock down literally by going to the ground with every
What's
play.
With the literally? Why? You know, I had a conversation with my 8-year-old 3 days ago. He picked up this literally thing. I said, well, stop saying that.
Yeah.
You don't need to say that. That's a word you shouldn't have to say.
Plus,
unless you are actually sitting there and talking about
figurative
things. We talked about the difference.
Right. What did he say in this case?
Presumably they are running the clock down literally by...
Oh, so they're taking the clock off the thing and running it down
the
field?
No, stop literally. Using that word. Everybody.
This has been going on
forever.
And
we're all guilty of it, but we all need to be aware of it. And use it less.
Hey, going to the ground with every play.
Yep, you are correct here. Although we're saying that Dak throws an interception.
Oh,
my goodness.
What an angle we just got for that as well.
We're on radio. What do you mean? What angle? Well, now that I think about it, if they were running the ball to run the clock out, then I'll give them a pass on the literally. I'll give them a pass. They're literally running the clock out because they were running the ball.
Except for this pass.
No.
That's unbelievable. Why are they throwing the ball in that situation? Cole Holcomb, the Washington backer, with the interception.
Backer.
I'd rather listen to this than like that year ESPN put Lou Holtz, Jesse Palmer, who was the other one? Desmond Howard, all in there. They were eating food. Lou Holtz talking about it. I would never want to play like that one just again. And they're just talking over each other. But I would rather listen to this. This is more entertaining.
Dak
National
Prescott
title,
threw it
ESPN2. There I go. I'm going to shut up.
Dak Prescott threw it straight at him, and he's running in for a pick six. Touchdown, Washington. 4:13 remaining. It's absolutely game on.
Absolutely.
The Egyptian magician. That's a great call. Finally, this should be appealing to you guys. They ripped out Urban Meyer.
Oh, good. I like that. Urban.
Things going from bad to worse for Urban Meyer. Is he going to be one and done, Ollie Thornton, do you think?
I think he should be gone tomorrow. Honestly, what's the point of keeping him for the rest of the season? It's only going to cause more unrest, isn't it? You have reports like that come out this week, and then you get shut out against a divisional rival. Mm. What more can someone do to lose their job? But is there any person in the world that would say that this is working right now with Urban Meyer at the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Urban Meyer's agent.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't see the point of... It's just all it's going to do is cause, especially if he is annoying all of the staff, some of the more professional members of that organization.
It's a good take.
I'll tell you what, chap. I think you should skip doing the red zone and just get to the takes.
Wow.
Because you got a good one there. Ollie Thornton. Now, he says Jaguars. I just screwed it up. He says Jaguars.
Jaguar. They say that down there, though.
Jaguars. He says it really strangely.
Jaguar.
Yeah, Jaguar. No.
I hear people down there say it like that.
No, listen to him. Listen to this guy say it, though.
Honestly, what's the point of keeping him for the rest of the season? It's only going to cause more unrest, isn't it? You have reports like that come out this week, and then you get shut out against a divisional rival. Mm. What more can someone do to lose their job? But is there any person in the world that would say that this is working right now? With Urban Meyer at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
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 Jaguars. I'm talking about Jaguars. I do like that. That's good. I'm with them.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Unfortunately, Shad Khan and his family are a bunch of Urban Meyer fanboys, and it's going to ruin their franchise. It's going to ruin them.
Which franchise?
Jaguars. Jaguars. Going Jaguars. To ruin the Jaguars. They should fire him today.
All right, that is it for Sounds of Sunday, gentlemen.
That was fun.
Thank you for listening through an hour's worth of that, T-Bone.
Wow.
Good job, T-Bone.
And the angle we got on that one. Nothing fun in the parking lots, though.
Bourbon, beer.
No. Burgers and beers and brisket. All the bees.
All the bees.
Absolutely.
Well, we do have Phoebe
saying
she's kind of got a Tara Reid thing going on.
Yeah, well, I'd like
the
to
raspy.
Keep that, I'd like to keep that clip around if you don't
Absolutely.
Mind.
Absolutely.
Jeff in Nashua, what's up, Jeff?
Ooh, that's a tough segment to follow up on, but I'll jump in. First of all, happy birthday, David.
Thank you.
T-Bone, welcome back. I don't care what Milliken's and poop analytics were. It's literally a small sample size, so no need to cue up the Seinfeld music for me today. I want to talk about the Bills, but you guys were talking about in that previous segment, they were celebrating in that horrible disclosure they were going through on the radio. But can I just talk about celebrating? I loved Billy White Shoes Johnson. I despised Mark Gastineau. I was okay with the Funky Bunch. I loved Deion's showmanship. I was at the Monday Night Football game in Seattle when T.O. sharpied, the ball and handed it into the stands. That's creative. That's good stuff. But can we please stop wasting energy letting everyone know that you may or may not have gotten the first down? And please just get back to the huddle. And for goodness sake, can we please eliminate the defensive acting a fool class photo cams in the end zones? I don't care about that stuff. But how stupid are the Scuffalo Bills? 4th and 2 from their own 44, and they opt to punt. I wonder if it might be a fake. If you aren't going to punt, why are you taking it out of Josh Allen's hands?
Stupid. Always.
Stupid.
It's always.
They'll make the playoffs. They'll be a tough out. They'll win nothing.
Especially when it's meaningful games and it's short yardage. Right? This is not end of the season. You're a bad team. You're not worried about making the playoffs. And you pull off some play where you flip it to the holder who then picks up 15 yards. Right? Like, this is a game that matters. You get a short yardage situation midfield. You want to go for it? Go for it. Have the balls and do it. So I would agree with Jeff on the philosophy there being a big mistake. By the way, he's right about first down celebrations. Like, some first downs are worthy of it. Not every first down is worthy of a celebration. Right? He's on to something there. Not something we ever really talk much about, but I think he's on to something. We'll get back to your calls coming up next. 617-779-0985. Thank you, Phoebe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zillack.
Bertrand. This is a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zillack and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Dominique et Nicanica s'en allait tout simplement. Routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Il ne parle que du bon Dieu. À l'époque où Jean sans terre d'Angleterre était le roi, Dominique, notre père, combattit les albigeois. Dominique, Nicanique,
they make fun of French people now?
What is this?
This is the number one song the week that Zoe was born.
It wasn't, you weirdo. Hey, why did I get to pick my music
in
for my
United
birthday?
In the States?
In the... Yes.
What are you talking about?
Do your job better. This is so bad. This is not the number one song.
What are we listening to, T-Bone?
It's from The Singing Nun.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Get out of here. I don't believe you.
Okay.
I don't believe you at all. Where did you pull that from? Are we buying that, Hardy? Zoe, what year were you born?
67. Brown Eyed Girl?
Damn it, T-Bone. And why?
Bernadette, Hardy? About a four tops?
Why is it that you did not provide your birthday playlist, Zoe? Oh, you don't
didn't
even have
nobody.
To anymore. Did T-Bone mess it up, Hardy?
He screwed it up already. Error number 4 on the day.
Wait, what did I do?
You forgot.
Hardy, whiter shade of pill. Prokhor Harum.
No, he doesn't get that because he's not here.
Oh. Well, I didn't do a show
what,
today.
He's not on the show today? I mean, what are we doing?
You did it. Got the test.
You did it for my birthday.
With Louth texture,
my
don't,
idea.
Don't
I came
do
up
it.
With that idea. I think it's a good one. It takes the picking of the songs out of our hands. It leaves it simply up to the Billboard charts.
Kind of feels like this wasn't my birthday. Well,
your son barely acknowledged it. You had to drag it out of him. Hey, there's an adult male here. You're supposed to acknowledge something. Told me your birthday. You doing anything tonight?
Yeah.
What?
Going out.
Where are you going?
Out to eat.
Oh, can people join you?
Why not?
Okay. Where are you going?
Where are we going?
Gabble. Gabble and Rentham. It's my pick.
All right.
Hell yeah. Oh, Beetle.
Yeah.
I told you that, man. Del Frisco's. Oh, my God. Blew it out of the wall. Oh, my God.
I swear by that place.
Whew. And we stayed at the new Omni at a Seaport.
I
tell you what, it might be the nicest hotel we stayed at.
Omnis are always nice.
No, this is brand new. It opened September 7th. They have 7 restaurants in there. They have an outdoor pool that's open year-round.
Oh, nice.
And it's 2 blocks from Del Frisco. It's like off the water, not on the harbor.
That's why you and I are booked for the Omni in L.A.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable hotel.
Can't speak
Great service.
Us.
Huge lobby. Great.
Zoe and I can't speak for anybody else, but
we're all set. We
booked to the Omni in L.A. for the Super Bowl. I've got the Billboard Hot 100 up for the week you were born, and it lists the Monkees' Daydream Believer.
Oh, as the number I love this one.
I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm.
I just love how they have to do this with their mouth when they speak.
Was this a Carole King song? She wrote some Monkey songs, didn't she?
Oh, she was good, too. Daydream Believer, man. Tells a story.
John Stewart, before he left the Kingston Trio.
Kingston Trio, another good band.
Michael Naismith passing away over the weekend, huh? Did you see that?
No.
Mike Naismith of the Monkees.
I did not see that.
Oh, that was a big thing on the news feed. 78 years old. Dropping like flies.
I saw one of the things on Facebook. Like, say, hey, really date yourself. Name the first concert you went to. Like, I replied, like, Run DMC, Houdini. Beastie Boys was the first concert I ever went to. Greg Dickerson, and we all know Greg.
Yeah.
Lives in Milford. Replied with the Monkees.
Good one.
Like, what are you, 84?
Here's something that I thought was very interesting.
Yeah,
over
the weekend. What are you? You were born in 67. Like, the Monkees are big then. Like, how old do you have to be to go to a Monkees concert?
Hardy, over the weekend, was asking on Twitter, at Hardy Radio.
Did you have a good weekend?
He was asking, now that was today, which show...
I replied.
Which show do you know best or like the most that you only know from having watched it as reruns? And I know a number of people answered with the Monkees.
Yep. That was a big one.
Cheers.
You never saw Cheers live?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you. You know what then? Partridge Family. But wait a minute.
Keep throwing out shows. I think this is good. Happy birthday, Zoe.
Jaws.
Sanford and Son. Hey, Wheezy.
That's Jefferson's.
The big one's coming.
That's Sanford and Son. Wheezy is the Jeffersons, isn't it?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you a fat lip. That's Sanford and Son. Right? I'll give you a big fat lip. He always wanted to fight, man. That show's so freaking funny.
Oh. I'll punch your head.
Hogan's Heroes. My grandfather used to make me watch Hogan's Heroes.
Did you like it?
No, I thought, like, what the hell am I going to watch this? And people with army helmets running around.
Not answering the question again. No, I didn't.
No, I never got the accent. What like, was, you know, yeah.
Here's what,
the
I always wonder. Here's what I always wonder about Hardy's Twitter polls. Yeah. What was your answer?
Well, I put 3 up there, 3 photos that I think represented me pretty well, and that was the Monkees, Brady Bunch, and my all-time rerun show, The Andy Griffith Show, which I still watch.
Another good one.
On a regular basis.
I think I've seen every episode of The Brady Bunch, but it was all in reruns.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid. It was on all the time.
Yeah, but it was... Yeah. I think it stopped airing in primetime 15 years before you were born.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Yeah.
I used to love when Alice would go down to the butcher and see Sam spray paddling a whole side of a cow.
I don't remember that episode.
Making meatloaf.
The meatloaf episode. You remember that one?
I hated the Oliver
Very
ones.
Special
oh, my God, did I hate the Oliver ones. Oliver was like when Scooby-Doo injected Scrappy-Doo into the mix.
Do you know what I think should be exempt from the answers, Hardy? And that is the Three Stooges.
The Three Stooges was not a television show in its origins.
So people
that wasn't a TV show. See, those were shorts that they later put on TV. That doesn't count,
right? People put that one in there. I'm like, no, that what? Oh, you didn't see that as a short feature before the Newsies, before the newsreel came on, before your double feature. No, nobody saw those live. I'm surprised how many people said the Honeymooners. You ever tried to watch the Honeymooners?
One of my dad's favorite shows.
Yeah, you can't watch it. No. I defy you to sit down and watch an episode of The Honeymooners. It's far too dated. It's like watching, a play on a stage, set back when they filmed it. And it's just, no, you can't watch that now.
Doesn't TV 38 do the Stooges on New Year's?
They used to. I'm not sure they did it this year.
Huh.
Or will do it this year.
Yeah. No, this past year, I'm saying. Oh. Feel like there was something about that they weren't doing that.
How many Oliver episodes were there of the Brady Bunch?
There were too many. If there was one, there was too many.
I can't believe there's.
That's how I feel about Stooges episodes with Shemp.
Oh, when she got hit in the face with the football.
I'm all set with Shemp.
Shemp, yeah, Shemp ruined them.
He didn't ruin them, but Shemp just wasn't curly. Like. Just not the
ooh,
same.
Ooh, ooh.
What?
Little Rascals. Watched a ton of reruns of them. I don't think I've ever seen it live.
Was that a TV show, too?
Yeah, Little Rascals.
I think they were
TV
like,
series back in the day?
No, that's exactly what a rerun would be.
What were the other ones that used to run as Lassie?
There were a million of them,
Lassie.
Hold on a second. Zoe just said, what do you think the Little Rascals was a TV series back in the day? If you're saying they were reruns, that's exactly what it was. I'm saying that they were short features in movie theaters like the Three Stooges were.
Oh, okay.
You know what Milliken could say for that? Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't alive for it.
Oh, no. There were a lot of like younger people responding with stuff like that, too. Flipper and Lassie. Those were two shows.
Flipper was good.
We used to run those reruns. Another good one. Used to watch it as a kid all the time. Oliver was in 6 episodes of The Brady Bunch.
Free Willy?
6 episodes. Didn't The Brady Bunch have like 100 episodes?
Yeah, he was
a small percentage of episodes.
Way too many.
He ruined every one of them.
Yep. Nothing worse than Oliver.
Cousin Oliver. Oh, with that ketchup.
Nobody wants the cousin. You got really got a family of freaking 6. The hell you want another kid for?
Yeah, it was
parents, kids, maid, and now you got to force Oliver into it. Nope.
Very good. Hardy has our headlines
already.
Happy birthday again, Zoe.
Yeah.
Half hour to go. Thank God.
Worst sure
birthday
feels like
ever.
Nah, I'm not ruining it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Holly in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
But you got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five.
Somebody also wanted us to know, Zoe, the TV show you were referencing. It's not Homeland; it's Homestead.
Rescue Homestead. Homestead Rescue.
Right.
Sorry,
not Homeland.
I thought it was Homeland Rescue.
No,
Homestead. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. It's a good show.
Homeland.
By the way, followers were all pictures of something that reminded me of when I was a kid. My grandmother used to have this really authentic manger set. And when you're a kid and they drag you to church.
Not a knockoff manger.
They scared the living hell out of you about, you know, Jesus and all that. Like, I thought that was like the real baby Jesus at one time. And like, if you don't go there and deal with Christmas and, you know, there's a light. And when the light was on the manger, like, oh, man, that's. What, manger scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Mangers scared you?
Mangers. She had the big pieces and, like, you know, when you get figurines in, like, your living room in there, like, I don't know. It's creepy.
Like a full-size setup in the house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like mannequins?
Yeah. It's like, you know.
Oh, they're, like, 3 feet tall. You know,
walking around. Like, there goes a wise man walking across the room, man.
People were
shorter. Where the hell's he going with his myrrh? Bring back that myrrh and the incense. Where's that frankincense?
Okay, well, with that being the case here, let's talk a little football with Josh and Averill. Hey, Josh.
Mm. Hey, fellas. Happy birthday to my man, Scott Zolak. Hope you have a great one, boss.
Thank you, sir.
You got it, man. Two quick questions for you guys. Patriots and Chiefs, are they the only real AFC contenders there? Because that's the way I see it. I feel like the Chiefs have everything. And the Patriots obviously have the defense. And I think Mac Jones is going to obviously round in the form coming down the stretch.
Yeah.
On the Celtics, have you guys considered trading Jason Tatum? Because Marcus Smart should have been gone yesterday. And I feel like Jaylen Brown won't get traded. So should they move on from Tatum? I feel like he doesn't want to be here.
No, because you're going to lose the deal.
First things first, though. Is it realistic or even fair to expect Mac Jones to improve as the stakes get higher and things get tougher? Like, I think that's a borderline unfair ask of him. Like,
yeah, I'm with you.
I think he's played well, but for anyone to expect, oh, he's really going to come into his own in the final weeks. I mean, like against Buffalo, no. Who's going to be fighting for their playoff lives, and that, you know, playing down in Miami, which is always tough for the Patriots. Like, no, I think if he plays as he's played, that's fine. That's really good.
Don't screw it up.
Right.
That's all. I'm with you. I don't expect any
form still this year in the final 4 weeks of the season.
Yep. Play badass defense, run the ball, good special teams, and just don't screw it up. Don't turn it over. Don't get risky, you know. Manage the damn game. That's all.
If anything, history tells you otherwise with rookies in the NFL who start from week one, they've never played this long in their in their football careers. So, no, this is not the time that they generally round into form.
Yeah. If he does, it'd be amazing. To his original question, I think it's two-team race. I think it's you and the Chiefs. With somebody else that may potentially sneak in there, whether it's a Buffalo, a Titan, or
Colts. Colts
in there. I'll know more Saturday night after
that. You will. That Colts team has been playing some good football.
Okay, we'll see Saturday.
John's in the car. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, boys? Happy birthday.
Great.
Happy birthday, Zoe. Hey,
stop it.
Have you ever heard of that British car company, Jaguar?
Jaguar, as they say.
Jaguar.
Yeah, that's how they pronounce it in the commercial.
Jaguar.
That's not how that guy on Red Zone pronounced it, though.
Jaguar.
Yeah, Jaguar.
No, that's not what he said.
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
It's a Jaguar.
I need to go back and find it.
Everyone's seen a car commercial. The all-new Jaguar.
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 So Fred Toucher drives, doesn't he? Still,
Jaguar. Hey, I guess they had their party at Encore, huh?
Did they? A little get-together?
Couldn't go to the other one, but they went to their own there.
Well, that's
they won up the company.
Hey, in a lot of ways, though, it's brilliant, right? Oh no, we don't of course it is. Oh, we don't do the company party; we have our own party. Sort of a power move. Speaking of power moves, did you happen to see the Cowboys bring their own benches? Washington yesterday.
Pretty badass.
Catch the story. They brought their own benches,
the heated ones,
white heated benches.
Okay,
put it on the plane. Transported them to, is it FedEx Field still?
Yeah.
To FedEx Field and rolled out their branded Cowboys benches on the sideline yesterday prior to the game and had them all set up.
Why?
I don't know what the background is to this. Maybe Washington football team doesn't put the benches out for visiting teams. Home field advantage because of the cold.
Because what they were able to bring was a heated seat for every, like it looked like every player on the team could have a seat at the same time.
Yeah, it's like the white heated benches.
Whereas, I don't know. You know, I've never counted the heated benches you get as a visitor.
And they're never full.
They're never fully used.
No. I like that. I like the jet heater, though. Just sort of the single-engine jet heater that you could just burn a hole in your leg with.
Hardy, the branding, the though, like these giant Cowboys branded benches. Like when the stadium was empty before the game, it was sort of funny.
Big star on the side of it. Big stars. Cowboys. Yeah. Where Jerry's like, I'm going to slap that up there, shove that down their throat.
Surprised that's, it's equipment, I guess.
You can bring what you want.
You can. You control your sideline. You can bring whatever you want.
Whatever you want. You can bring couches if you want.
But nobody does that because the benches are massive.
Yeah.
Remember the Patriots started that shade down in Miami where the three people hold up the shade on the top?
The shades to.
Yeah, because you're in the dead heat of sun. All teams are doing that now where you're holding up the poles.
That's dumb, like too. Why don't you just give everybody a parasol and they can just stand there and open it
if
they
want. Much better
idea. Hand them off.
A lot lighter.
I would agree. Steve on the pike. Hey, Steve.
Sounds good.
Doesn't appear that he's there. Tommy Milton.
Hi, guys. Listen, so happy birthday, brother. Keep it up. Many more to come, Willie.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, listen, Hardy, you and I have disagreed a couple times on music, but Hardy, you're right on with the Andy Griffith Show. That's one of my favorite shows. I love that show, Hardy.
I still watch it at least once a week. They do reruns early in the morning on Sundance, I think. I'll turn that on instead of the news.
And they have it from 4 to 6 on TV Land.
Oh.
Every Monday through Friday, and then that's great. Hey, Beatle, they did have in the 60s, of course, you weren't born then, they did have a half-an-hour show in the morning of the Three Stooges, which were Curly Joe, Moe, and Larry, and then they had cartoon segments in between.
Oh,
so there was a thing there, and they still do have the New Year's Eve Stoogeathon.
Oh, good.
On Channel 38. So, and you guys, one more quick question. Who was the TV station that carried the Bruins first season on television back in the 60s. I'll bet you'd be surprised.
Well, I'm guessing it's not TV 38 based on you asking that. I don't know the answer.
Channel 56.
56. Was it WLVI at the time? Channel 56. Were they in this now abandoned building that is next door to our studio?
Yeah. Frank Malicote.
And the 56 is still visible if you look
closely. Parking lot still gets used. The fire trucks go over there about once a week and send the ladders up for some reason.
Is that camouflage pickup truck still abandoned in the parking lot? That thing was there for at least a year.
Abandoned.
I threw trash here and I got yelled at.
Well, yeah, there's a guy who was cleaning up the lot and you would throw your trash.
And you had opened up the passenger side of your car and started throwing trash.
We used to park on that curb there.
The guy looked at you and said, really?
Why don't you pick that up? I said, sorry.
No shame.
None.
That's a sandwich. It's half an eaten sandwich. I'm not going to leave it in the car.
Is that the only thing you threw out of your truck?
Paper?
Wrapper in it.
Wrapper.
And what else?
A wrapper.
What else?
Probably a coffee cup.
I don't know. And?
That's it.
Well, I mean, we went from a sandwich to a sandwich and a wrapper and a coffee cup. Could there have been a water bottle?
Nah. Nope. Definitely not.
Napkins?
No. Those pull
no. I knew the answer to that one. No. An old T-shirt that you were using as a napkin?
Sure.
All right.
Raffy's in Vermont. Raffy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I got two questions for you very quickly. The first question is, when did you guys know inside the building I'm talking about the New England Patriots building, that, oh, my God, we're not only going to make the playoffs, we're going to win the AFC North. And my second question to you.
First of all, you got to get in the building.
East. Yeah. Okay, but go ahead.
My second question to you is, is the University of Alabama the first minor league team for the New England Patriots?
Ooh.
Those are my questions for you.
Okay.
I like that. Mac Jones.
Rutgers has something to say about that.
Sure.
Yeah, but, I mean, things have changed, man.
Hightower.
Christian Barmore and
Barnmore.
Mac Jones are both
Damian Harris.
From Alabama.
Damian Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minor league.
Who's the other kid they drafted in the second round? He's been inactive, number 58. I forget his damn name.
Ronnie Perkins?
Yeah, Ronnie Perkins.
Yeah.
Alabama?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm not sure the Patriots already believe they're going to win their division. I'm not sure they're there yet. I'm willing to bet that they don't believe that just yet.
Too much football left.
But too many games left. Too many. They have a tough matchup this week and next, which is the team that's chasing.
But Rafi asked kind of an interesting question, because when this team was 2-4, there were plenty of people who did not think they were going to make the playoffs, and for good reason. And was there a point? Was there a win? Was there a game where you thought, oh, now they're going to do it? Because I would say an equal number of people now firmly believe they'll be in the playoffs. And I don't think there was a game. I don't think there was a moment. I think it's been kind of a slow burn over this 7-game win streak that they're on. It's just, you know, it's kind of eye-popping. Like, was there any one point where you thought this is where it flipped from one to the other?
I don't know. Didn't it feel like the week of the Browns-Falcons back-to-back wins?
Browns.
Okay. Yeah, but then they beat the Falcons 4 days later.
You beat the bag out of the Browns. And just man, they had nothing for you.
But going into that week, a lot of us, I think, thought if they get a split out of these two games, because we thought the Browns was going to be a tough game, mm-hmm. if they get a split out of those two on the short week, that's okay, and they're still in good shape. So once you get that win against the Browns on Sunday, maybe then. And then to your point, Beetle, after that second one 5 days later, yeah, there it is.
Today's takeaways are next. We will wish Zoe a happy birthday.
Great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me. I think that would be really weird.
Szolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you cook.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Szolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Takeaways brought to you by Waking Winning Weight Loss, the program which enabled Greg Bedard to lose 40 pounds and counting. Find out how Greg made his 180. Schedule your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right.
So we got a little development here. I guess Felger was at the Boston Pops last night.
Why is that a development?
Symphony Hall. God, didn't think Felger would do that.
Wait, where do they have those concerts?
Symphony Hall. That's Symphony Hall. Yeah. Pretty good by him. Yeah. I'm sure Sarah took over.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Okay, thanks.
Do we have the birthday montage for Zoe?
Oh, do we?
Press it. God.
Okay.
I heard you earlier in your press conference that you had with the press.
Thank you. That's great.
That's it.
All right.
There's something going on with T-Bone and Zoe today.
Yeah. T-Bone put zero effort into his birthday.
Yeah.
None. Didn't go to the Billboard 100. Didn't play the songs.
He doesn't care.
Except for when asked. And then just rolled out the press conference with the press. The clip that you single-handedly hate more than any other clip that we've ever played of you.
About as much effort as Zoe's son put in when Zoe was driving him to school and dragged out of him.
Hey, pretty big day today. Don't you think? Do you know why?
I was told that the male birthday is meaningless.
I know. I was told the adult male birthday was overrated.
I agree.
By Zoe.
So I chose not to acknowledge it.
Also, we pretty
today.
Much do this every Friday. Right? Yeah.
I drove in for this show today. I should have stayed home like Zoe.
I know.
When are you coming back, Zoe?
I don't know. Let's go. I got to go tape some TV shows. Come on. It's unbelievable.
Well, we wish you the best with your test.
Thanks, Bo.
All right. Good luck. Have a great dinner tonight.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate that. You guys are more than welcome to come.
People in the restaurant are going to see Zoe and be like, ugh.
Yeah. He wasn't allowed in his office. What's he doing here?
It's a birthday.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
I don't know.
I'll figure that out. It's the holiday. I don't know, we'll let Tom plan it. He was so good today.
Oh, man, there is something there, huh? There is. I'm sensing it.
Oh, man, I still get texts on
that. Milliken believes it, too. He knows something's going
yep,
on.
On Read and React. I'm still getting texts on Read and React.
Who? From who? Who's texting you about Read and React?
My buddies loved it. They love it. They love the show. They like typical
jab at the press.
Okay, bye.
Signing off.
I heard you earlier in your press conference that you had with the press.
Okay, then. Very good. Thank God. Do this again tomorrow, Hardy?
Yeah, I think we can sign off much earlier and give these guys more of a crossover time to wipe down.
There's, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We didn't have to be on for the last minute and a half.
We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and talk to you then.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Great afternoon. Felger and Mazur next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.